You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win 5-1. Bafétimbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win is 5-1. I must admit, Lee, when I was looking at this match, I love the Gomis headline offer here.
Yeah.
5-1. Swansea, of course, got their tails up after that 2-1 win at home to Manchester United. Gomis has scored 9 in his last 10 Premier League matches and scored in all 4 games this season as well.
Yeah, he's done really well, hasn't he? And I must admit, I doubted he would have this kind of impact. I didn't think he'd be an able replacement for Boney, but nah, been proved wrong. Again, really, I suppose. yeah, it is a nice headline. I thought Watford have disappointed me. I mean, yeah, they started off okay and they were getting draw, lost to Preston in the cup, which no one will be crying about because you don't need the League Cup when you're battling for survival. They lost 2-0 at Man City again. No great shame there. There's just not much about them. I thought they'd score more goals than they have. And he's scored 2 goals so far in the Premier League, and that was on that opening day draw at Goodison. Swansea, though, I mean, look at Swansea as well. You know, away form, 2-2 draw at Chelsea, 1-1 draw at Sunderland. Home form's been really good, beating Newcastle and Manchester United. I think there are a few draws in the coupon this weekend, and I think there's a draw double out there to be won for someone. You know, if you can pick a draw double, it's a nice little bet. I'm going for a draw here again. Watford v Swansea. If we're carrying on the goal scorers from the international weekend thing, Sigurdsson scored that crucial goal, as Derek will well know, who's a big fan of Iceland, weren't you, Derek?
Yeah.
Scored the winner for them, didn't he? And Iceland, of course, have qualified, haven't they, for the Euro 2016. He's 21-10 to score here. I thought John Joe Selby did pretty well as well for England, by the way. A lot of people talking him up. Yeah, I thought he was pinging the ball around quite nicely. I thought he fit. I mean, to say it was, you know, his first stab at it, I thought he was...
Yep.
A lot of people talk about him being...
I think he did well for 20 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought he did okay, yeah. I thought he was... I mean, he's not. I'm not calling him the new Steven Gerrard or anything, but you're going to forget how young John Joe Shelby is. He's been around
actually
for that long.
Yeah,
I think he's like 28. He's still really young.
And he looks that, though, doesn't he? He looks 28, that's the thing.
He's 23 years old, I think.
I'd rather... Jordan Henderson seems to be an England regular when fit, Liverpool captain. I'd rather have John Joe Shelby than Jordan Henderson.
There's not a lot between them, is there, to be fair, in terms of quality?
Was he 6-1 last week sometime, Shelby, to make the Euro final squad, which I couldn't believe. I thought it was an absolutely unbelievable bet, because he will be in it.
He looks forward more than Henderson as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know? And he's like more likely to score a cracker as well. I think he's a good player, and moreover, he'll be on the winning side this weekend, because all your reservations, Lee, about Watford are correct. They haven't scored a goal at no goals at Vicarage Road seen this season. Moreover, they've failed to direct a single shot on target in their last two Premier League games. This is Watford.
I saw that one, Derek. It's an amazing start, that, really.
Yeah. How do you do that?
I know.
It's a fluke one, wouldn't you?
And Swansea, I thought, were terrific against United. I mean, they looked a better side. And you know, I've always poo-pooed the idea of backing Swansea away from home, because they play nicely football without hurting the opposition. But there seems to be something a bit more steel about them this season. I like the look of them. And whereas everybody seems to be Southampton was everybody's favourite team, especially the bookies last season, I think Swansea might well develop into that this time around. A team that could win away from home, and you're getting always decent prices about them. And I think 7-4 to beat Watford is a very good price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.